The four-day school week has settled in as something of an institution in Lake Superior School District. The Duluth News Tribune reports the structure isn't guaranteed. The district is reapplying to the
from
Minnesota
WTIP
Department of Education.
News, this is the North Shore Weekend
week
News Roundup,
saying it helps
I'm
reduce
Jay Anderson,
operating
and here are some of the stories we've been following this week.
Initial approval was granted for just 3 years. To continue a four-day week, the district, which includes Two Harbors and Silver Bay schools, must prove that the four-day week did not negatively affect students and that it saved a sufficient amount of money. The district said it saved close to $250,000 by switching to a four-day week, an amount about $50,000 a year short of its goal. Most of the savings came from lower costs for utilities, fuel and food, and custodial and bus driver wages. Many extracurricular groups have taken advantage of free Fridays, scheduling practices and meetings on the day off and long trips on Thursday nights or Fridays. As for student performance, a key component of the reapplication process, test results show no significant drops. The Minnesota Pollution Control Agency provided updated data trends on sediment in the Poplar River to the Poplar River Management Board in February. MPCA has estimated that total suspended solid sediment loads have been reduced by about 35% since 2006. The sediment loads from 2002 to 2006 was about 1,000 tons per year, while the average load for the years 2009 through 2011 was about 660 tons per year. Tom Ryder, president of the Poplar River Management Board, said the report was good news. He said, "We have worked since 2005, identifying the most significant sources of sediment and implementing best management practices and conservation projects." The MPCA analysis suggests continued decrease in sediment loading should be expected from projects implemented in 2012 and planned for 2013. This includes the Euler Tightline project that was completed in November of 2012 with estimated sediment reductions of 90 tons per year. After 26 years as personnel director for Cook County, it's the end of an era. I recently spoke with Janet Simonen. Janet is the county's personnel director. She's retiring after 30 years on the job. Janet, why quit now when you've got some kind of record going?
Well, I don't know. I added it up the other day, and yeah. I think I have gone to 1,700 county board meetings. That's probably a record that will never be, you know, broken. So I'm going to quit while I'm ahead.
And nobody really wants to try to break it. Is that what you're saying? Well, listen, Janet, you're not actually leaving until the first part of August, right?
Right.
So that gives the county board time to figure out what to do next. Before we get to that, over these 30 years, what's changed?
Well, you know, I went back and I started with the county at the beginning of 1988. So I'll have finished 26 years here, actually, not 30, but I worked 4 years for the city of Duluth. So it averages to 30 years of public service. But, you know, when, back in the 80s, you know, the court administration was a county department. We had no information support, computer support, data processing department. Mm-hmm. That was when the city of Grand Marais had its own police force, and the dispatchers were city employees, and the jail was in the back of the current EDA building.
That's right.
You know, I kind of was going down memory row. Rosemary Lamson was the public health director, and we had our own home care department. We had five nurses and a couple of home health aides, and we ran that whole home care department out of the basement of the courthouse. That we employed the senior center coordinator and the assistant down there as county employees. We were operating a landfill for garbage and demolition waste, but we didn't have any recycling center at all.
So that was
kind of interesting. And we had one planning director and one assistant planning director who was also a civil defense director who ran the buzzer or the siren once a month on the back of the courthouse. You know, we didn't have the courthouse extension. There was that little one tennis court in the back, and there was a little basketball court that the high school kids would use.
That's right. I remember that.
I kind of really went back, and I thought, and now here the court administration is a state function. They took over that whole department thinking that there should be some equality of court services across the state, not leaving it up to the counties. We now have five computer support people, including a GIS analyst, which look how important that is now. We just hired a radio communications technician because the county has 20 or 30 communication towers it deals with. We don't have our home care department anymore that went over to the hospital. The senior center people now hire their own employees. The county gives the senior center kind of a block grant to help operate. We don't run the landfill anymore. That went into private business, you know, the Petersons, mm-hmm, and right. Now that there's another group that took that business over. But we have the recycling center with the budget shop and the household hazardous waste collection and the electronics collection. That's really become a bigger issue. And just all sorts of planning and zoning and soil and water activities in terms of environmental issues with stormwater management plans and wetlands administration and doing all those sorts of things. And the other thing that has really expanded is our human services department.
Yeah,
when they took the Moose Lake State Hospital, when that decentralized, mm-hmm. and a lot of those people with mental health issues went back into the community, that resulted in the county having to do a lot more children's mental health, adult mental health, and then other services that they do now, active living by design, safe routes to school, those kinds of activities. And then the other thing that really has expanded is the emergency management function. If you think of Jim Weenan and now as a full-time director and everything they do with helping to plan for wildfires and storms and hazardous waste spills, and they do the exercises, even they dump people in the harbor and rescue
yes,
them.
I know.
You know, they do the cross-border exercises with Canada. People really have an expectation that government and FEMA will come to the rescue when we have those kinds of natural or even man-made disasters. So
well, and you've sat through every one of those decisions.
Well, yes, I have. And not been able to vote on any of them.
And just the times that I've been there, managed to hold your peace pretty close.
Sometimes it's hard. I bite my tongue and, you know, the blood is trickling down my chin. Yeah. But besides that.
Well, listen, as I said, you aren't leaving until middle of summer, and that gives the county board time to figure out what to do next. And I mean that seriously, because I'll stop short of saying you've been running the county for 3 decades, but this gives the board an opportunity to not just find a personnel director, but all the other things that you've been doing. They did try a county administrator once, and for a whole host of reasons we don't have to go into, it didn't seem to work very well. But what do you think? Do you think they're going to deal with that issue?
Well, I gave them 6 months' notice, which is really too long. I mean, the Pope only gives 2 weeks. I don't know why I did this, but... if they were just going to replace my position, it wouldn't be such a long process. But they really need to be thoughtful and consider if they want to do anything different. And, you know, they only meet 3 times a month. It takes a long time to come to some decisions. They talked about it briefly at the last 2 county board meetings, and they're having a work session on March 18th in the afternoon, really to talk about it. I gave them my job description and some information from the Association of Minnesota Counties about county organizational mm-hmm. structures and some other information just about transitions of organizations and agencies, and they're going to have to sit down and really look at what they want or what they think they need. The 3 returning commissioners may have an idea. Heidi Dukirk and Gary Gamble are the newer commissioners, you know, and they're just getting their feet wet, and I'm sure they have a lot of opinions too, mm-hmm. but, you know, they haven't been around quite as long to see how the organization functions.
Many of the commissioners, they're on a dozen different committees. And if you don't have a place at the table, you don't get fed. I guess that's the way it works.
Well, exactly. Or sometimes people, I think of the county board as a township board or a city council where it's all local activities. And you have to think of all the regional collaborations and the state collaborations. You have to be there. You have to be there to represent your opinions. There's some tension in a way between the rural counties and the metro counties.
Oh,
and good. And with the demographics moving more to the metro areas, you really have to be there to represent the rural county interests. Cook County, with its large amount of state and federal land, you know, and such a small percentage of private land, we really have to be at the table when they're talking about PILT payments and those other things. You know, it's not up to me to decide how they're going to fill the position when I leave. When you look at the county, really, who is the one point person? You know, we've done, I think it's a tribute to the county commissioners and to the department heads to have gotten along as well as we have all these years as government has gotten more complicated. Different department heads take over when it's kind of related to their department, but we don't have any one general overseer. And sometimes I think if people have a complaint against the county commissioners or the county regarding regarding some project or initiative or process. Some of it is a failure of the organizational structure itself. We don't have that one person there every day kind of driving the process and keeping track. I think the board needs to look at some different organization or structure.
Well, Janet, you're going to give them 6 months to do that. You're probably going to still be around.
Well, I'm not planning on moving out of the community.
That's good. Janet Simonen is the county's personnel director, and she's retiring after almost 30 years.
You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.